What's the difference between design and art? That's easy. Design has a purpose. Recognizing good design is easy, whereas learning how to properly appreciate art can take a lifetime. People know when they see something they like, whether it be a poster for an upcoming movie, a new car, a cool logo, or even the packaging for a smartphone. Anyone can recognize good design, even if they can't perfectly articulate why they like it. The components of good design can be broken down into two categories: what something does and how it looks. If something doesn't work well or is hard to use, you are either going to return it or simply stop using it. But if something doesn't look good, you're probably not even going to buy it in the first place. In the design world, this is commonly referred to as form follows function. This maxim has been a mainstay of 20th century architecture and industrial design. According to this principle, which was originally coined by architect Lewis Sullivan, the shape of an object should always reflect its intended purpose, whether it be a remote control or an office building. For example, if you were designing a children's book, the form would be the elements of the page, the text, and the illustrations. The function would be to entertain and educate the reader. Form and function need to work together because form without function is just something pretty.